This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you're one of the many that has a cool season lawn, such as tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass, early spring is a good time to start caring for the lawn. K-State horticulturist Ward Upham says that includes an initial mowing, possibly fertilizing, watering, and maybe some weed control. Ward, as we finally enter spring, it's time to start thinking about some of that lawn work as well. Nothing if you've got warm season lawns at this point.
That's right. So if you have Bermuda, Zoysia, or Buffalo grass, those are our warm season grasses. No need to do anything about them yet.
The cool season lawns, though, we can start doing some work there.
That's right. Tall fescue and Kentucky bluegrass are two cool season lawns, and therefore they're the ones that we're going to be talking about.
And for those cool season lawns, the first thing to really think about is mowing.
That's right. And so usually what you want to do is that first mowing, you're going to want to mow low. And that's to get rid of all that dead grass on top. So when the new grass comes up, it's not mixed in with the dead. Just makes it look a lot better. But once you've done that first mowing, then bring it up to your normal height. The reason for that is the amount of top growth or the height of top growth is related to the depth of the roots. So if you mow low, you're going to have a shallow root system. Mow at the recommended height, you're going to have a much deeper root system. And that's important to have that root system once we get into summer weather.
And we're trying to clear things out, so do we need to do some bagging or some mulching? Does it make any difference?
It really doesn't make any difference as long as you're not leaving windrows. If you're leaving windrows, you need to get rid of that or it's going to shade the grass. And the height is also going to be important for that normal mowing height. Tall fescue, you're talking 3 to 3.5 inches. Kentucky bluegrass is a finer bladed grass, and it'd be a little bit lower. 2 to 2.5 inches is the normal recommended height. So that first mowing height, you'd be a little bit lower than that.
And then as we move forward, we just kind of want to keep that 1/3 rule?
That's right. So never take over more than 1/3 of that grass blade at one time. Now, if you get a lot of rain, that may be difficult to do. You may have to bring it down in stages if it has to get too tall just because of the weather.
Also, time to do some fertilizing?
Yeah, it depends. So if you fertilized in November, you don't have to do any fertilizing now. You're just going to wait till May. If you didn't, and that lawn looks a little bit yellow or not as green as you would like, then a light fertilization would be in order. Now, if you're going to water during the summer, then another fertilization in May would be recommended. Use a slow-release fertilizer or what they usually call a summer fertilizer for lawns. And that will release that nitrogen slowly so that the grass looks good all the way through the summer.
I know sometimes they have a lot of numbers on the bags. Is it maybe easier just to look for, as you mentioned, summer fertilizer?
That's right. It's normally going to be that first number, which is the percent of nitrogen that'll be the highest percent. So like a 27.33, 26.44, something like that will normally be what you have. It's the one that's in September that you may have a more balanced fertilizer where you have more phosphorus and potassium. Those are the second and third numbers on that bag.
And then just follow the instructions for spreading that out?
That's right. What you're putting on is about a pound of actual nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. But if you follow the directions on the bag, that's what you'll put down.
You mentioned rainfall, but what about just normal watering?
Normal watering be good. It's a good idea to water that in so that it takes effect. You only need like a 1/4 inch of water. You don't need much. So you need to get that prill dissolved and into the soil.
And in terms of weed control, anything to think about there yet?
The best weed control is a good thick lawn. However, often we're going to need a weed preventer or crabgrass preventer, as they're called. And what that does is kill that crabgrass weed seed as it germinates. So that is usually put down maybe April 1st in the southern part of Kansas, April 15th for the rest of the state. You can put it on earlier, but if you wait too long, you already have some of that crabgrass germinating, and then it's going to be too late for that. That needs to be watered in order to activate it. So again, 1/4 inch of water is all you're going to need.
And then for the broadleaf weeds, we might see some of those as well.
Yeah. Again, if you sprayed in November, you may not have much of a problem with those. But if you have dandelions or chickweed or henbit, then a broadleaf weed control would be called for. Just choose a day that's over 50 degrees. Dandelions usually are easier to control than the chickweed or henbit. Don't be surprised if the chickweed and henbit come back. They're better controlled in the fall.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on early spring lawn care. For additional information, contact the local extension office or do an online search for K-State Spring Lawn Calendar. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.